KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
While the official retirement age is 65, new research suggests that most South Africans will only be able to retire comfortably closer to 80. Sanlam's been analysing its 300,000-member database. The financial services provider says most people will need to work an additional 15 years to achieve financial security. The company's Niswa Shiniswa says delayed entry into permanent jobs, low savings rates, and the rising cost of living are just some of the contributing factors. He says there needs to be a coordinated effort from stakeholders to help people retire with dignity and not decades past their prime.
Interventions at a much earlier stage. So people need to understand, for example, you know, the tax benefits of, you know, increasing their retirement savings as opposed to a higher net take-home pay. There are tax incentives that the government has put into place. So if we increase contributions to our retirement savings and, you know, benefit from those tax incentives, that obviously makes an impact later in life. And also a lot of retirement funds allow for additional voluntary contributions, you know, in your personal capacity, if you want to go over and above what you're currently deducting from your salary.
Meanwhile, SARS says close to 2.5 million people have made withdrawals from their retirement savings. The Revenue Service says it's been inundated with applications from people who want to dip into their funds since the launch of the two-pot system 5 months ago. Over 43 billion rand has been paid out to date. Now, police investigating the disappearance of an alleged illegal mining kingpin known as Tiger have issued a statement amid rumours of his death.
Let's not jump to conclusions and speculate. Let's allow the investigation to tell us what exactly happened.
Police yesterday confirmed they had arrested four of their own who are suspected of helping James Chaweli escape from lawful custody in the northwest. National spokesperson at Linda Mate says the group was on duty when Chaweli resurfaced from Shaft 11 in Stilfontein. She says Chaweli is accused of assault, torture and hoarding underground and is considered extremely dangerous.
Our focus now is where is Tiger? Wherever he was taken to, he must be found. With our own arrested, we are hopeful we will get to the truth of what really happened.
And finally, the heat wave isn't the only thing raising temperatures in Johannesburg. Excitement's building ahead of this afternoon's Soweto Derby. Metro Police have closed several key routes around FNB Stadium in anticipation of the arrival of tens of thousands of Buccaneers and Amakhosi fans. The PSL clash between Orlando Pirates and arch-rivals Kaizer Chiefs is considered one of the biggest derby matches in the world. Kickoff is at 3:30. Here in KZN, we can expect cloudy and humid conditions tomorrow with occasional rain and a thunderstorm in the evening. Durban's going up to a max of 32 degrees. Maritzburg, 33. Richards Bay, 36. Moira River, 29. Margate, 28. Ladysmith, 35. Valundi, 34. Kokstad and Underberg, 31. Sunrise is at 5:26. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.